Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Joining me to talk a little recruiting at USA Football's National Conference is the recruiting coordinator, special teams coordinator at Jeff Davis High School, which is in Hazelhurst, Georgia. And Coach, it's great to have you here. Excited to have you at National Conference as well.
Awesome. We're happy to be here. This is the first time we've been to the USA Football Conference, and it's exceeded our expectations this year.
What do you feel is different about this event when you put it up against some of the other, you know, regional-type clinics?
More of the regional clinics that we have been to is more scheme, what you do on X's and O's. There's not a lot of drill work that you see, and that's what we love about this one is the one-on-one drill work that they show you on the grass out here, live simulations. We've gone to this style tackling that USA Football's gone to as well the past 2 years, and just being able to expand our knowledge on the little details and skills to take back to our kids is what's so much different compared to the other clinics that we've been to.
And in terms of what you're doing now at Jeff Davis High School, being the recruiting coordinator, you know, that's something I'm seeing more and more schools have on their side, a recruiting coordinator. We know we have them on the college side. But what would you describe as your responsibilities as the recruiting coordinator at high school?
What we do is we get our kids set up a game plan when they come in as freshmen to make sure that they're on the proper track to fulfill all the requirements for the NCAA or for NAIA ball. And me and coaches on staff, our head coach, we facilitate duties out. I coordinate those guys to make sure that kids, their position coaches, have those kids ready with GPAs. They have all their forms filled out for different recruiting databases like National Preps or Recruit Georgia. Twitter handles are where they're easily seen by college coaches, where the social media aspect is so much more now than it was even when I was in school about 10, 12 years ago. That's just the next level where we're trying to take it to.
And it's so important, too. It does go beyond just, you know, making sure they stay eligible and have the right GPA, because when you get into the clearinghouse stuff,
yes,
you need to be taking the right classes. And I can think of a program I took over, went in right away. We looked at some kids who we felt had the ability to play at the next level and to see where they were at academically, and we found that some of those kids, if they didn't change their schedule their senior year, didn't meet the requirements they needed to be eligible as a freshman, that they did not have all the things done in the clearinghouse, and it's specific to each school.
Yes.
So there is a lot more to this than
very detailed
what you think it is on the surface, of making sure there's the GPA and the
Definitely.
Test scores, that it has to be the right class as well.
We prime example, we have a student athlete this year that is going to go play college football at a D2 school, and when he came into school, he didn't take a math class that was accredited through the NCAA. It counted for our school system for him to graduate high school, but that math class wasn't right for him for NCAA eligibility.
Right.
It was good for NAIA, but not NCAA. And we found that out this year, actually, and made sure that he was able to take an online class, another math, to get that credit where it needed to be for NCAA requirements. Same thing with, we have an English class that is not available at our school, but is available through NCAA at another institution online, that make sure that they are on track, like you're saying. There's so many little details that we're learning as we go along now, day to day, where some classes are accepted for your school, but not accepted to go to this institution through the clearinghouse.
When you look at the recruiting side of things for the high school athlete and his parents, there are a lot of people out there who are knocking on their doors to some of them take their money. Some of them
yes.
have legitimate services, but I do think it's something that the high school program can take control of and be proactive about, that those parents don't necessarily need to be spending that extra money to get their son recruited.
Definitely, and we tell all our parents, we have a football meeting before the season, and we meet with every one of them, and we tell them that their best service that they can use is us as coaches, and it's best because it's free, and we can do the same thing that those services do for them. We sit down with everyone that we see as a recruitable kid, and we have their track set up for them, what they need to have done through services. There are a few free services that we work with very closely that we've had checked out that are good, and we're not saying that services are not, but as a high school coach, that's your best service to a family and a parent. It's free. That's what we're here to do, and the time that we put in to do it shows those parents our track record the past 2 years at Jeff Davis, a school that had no kids signed since 2001. We'll have eight this year signed the past 2 years. Just showing those parents that the coaches will do it also for way less of a ticket price than for those services can.
And I think, you know, doing that today, when you look at all the different things that are taken away from this game and hurting our numbers, but now when you see in your program, in your community, you've got a coaching staff that is looking at these kids and helping them get to the next level, looking at and paying attention to all those things, I think it's just something that helps you promote your program. That's just another thing you're doing. So when you do have those guys signing, that this is something, you know, these guys are getting an education for free or partially paid for. That's huge.
And that's what we tell our kids, that from day one when you're in the program, football gives you the opportunity to have your education paid for, like you said. And having now eight kids that will sign to have their education paid for, mostly if not all, and showing those parents that this is an opportunity that they have and that there's people in place to make that opportunity happen. There's over 780 schools in the country that play football. And if the coaches, like ours on staff, we work really hard to make sure they know that if you can play, there's somewhere we can get you to help get that paid for. And the parents are seeing that, and our community is starting to see it. They're starting to come around football. Football was not big at our school within the community just because it had not been very successful. And the success that we brought in also within the community was seeing these kids sign gives the community pride, gives the parents pride, and it's just we're trying to get as many to the next level as possible, not just to say that we're doing it, but give the kids opportunities to have their college paid for, like you stated, and something that a student might not have had opportunity to maybe go to college before they played sports, and getting out of a small town and being the first one in their family to go to college and be able to graduate and have a degree.
Traditionally, in a lot of programs, as the head coach, you handle these types of things. What do you think there is to, as an advantage to have a recruiting coordinator? How much, I guess, do you take off of the head coach's shoulders?
A lot. Our head coach, Lance Helton, does a great job, and to be a head coach and do it the right way, like we say, and hold true to our standard, he's got to let some of that go from him. And me being able to talk to colleges and him not have to worry about emails or worry about phone calls, and me being able to work with their other coordinators on staff and position coaches takes a ton off of him, because there's a lot. The success that we've had with football at our school, now other sports in the school are now starting to see that, oh, we need to have someone as well to help do these things for our sports, because it is possible. And they're starting to see there is options for other student athletes as well. And it's a lot for one person. A head coach can't do it at any school, especially ours. So me being able to alleviate him from that and distribute it to some of our other coaches on staff is great.
When you look at the college coach, they don't have forever on the road, and the small college schools who maybe don't have the recruiting coordinator, don't have the budget to be out on the road a ton. I know for me, as recruiting Division III, that I knew where the easier schools were to recruit. Easier from the terms of not just being able to see the coach, but the school that had everything together that I really needed to do my job to be able to help their student athlete in the
Definitely.
Process. The harder it becomes, you know, there's a lot of fish out there in that
sea. Yes.
There's a lot of guys who want to play. So, you know, sometimes you might lose that opportunity if you don't have everything put together for your guy.
No doubt. And where our school is located, we are not on a major interstate or a major highway. So like you're saying, those schools with limited resources know where players are at dominant programs right now, especially in the state of Georgia, and easy access off of highways. So what we do as a staff, we go to as many recruiting fairs as we can. We go to them in Atlanta, in Macon, in Savannah, in the state of Georgia, where we are able to sit down. It's like speed dating for recruits, basically.
Yes.
You're at a table, and you get a college that comes through and looks at everything. And what we do is, when we go to these recruiting fairs, we have a database set up on Google, and it has player height, weight, their size, maxes, Twitter handles, their core GPA, which is important. That's another thing people don't see a lot. They think of just your cumulative, your core GPA, test scores, content information. And we'll sit down at these recruiting fairs with them and have those ready to hand out. Also, we have individual recruiting sheets per player that has everything that they would ever need for them. Attached behind that is always we have a transcript so the college can see it. And also, we are in the middle of nowhere, so we make sure we have a map on there for them, circled our city and where it is located in distances from major cities in the state. And another thing also that we've implemented the middle of last year, and especially this year, we use QR codes in all our recruiting sheets.
Yeah, that's great.
Because a lot of times coaches, they get the paper, but they might not, they don't want to type in the link for Huddle, or there's no way for them to tap on something for it to work. 90% of college coaches, even older ones now with technology, you can take a picture of that QR code, scan it, and boom, your Huddle link pops right up with the kids.
Yep.
So they can see it right there. We talked with a coach not too long ago, and we were like, look, we have a player that we think could definitely benefit y'all. And they're like, well, I'm just not able to. I said, let me send you a QR code. I'll take a picture of it. Took a picture of it, text it to him. He can scan it on his phone and pop it up. So those resources and doing things like that to where we go out and see as many colleges as possible. We have those forms, like you said, everything together to where a coach just doesn't come and say, oh, well, okay, here's his name. We have different ways to make sure that our kids are seen by as many schools as possible to give them the most opportunity for playing at the next level.
Coach, for that high school coach listening to this who says, you know what, we need a recruiting coordinator at our high school. First of all, on your staff, who's the perfect kind of guy, or what is the skill set you have maybe that sets you apart to be able to be good at this?
It's you've got to be a people person. You've got to be able to communicate with people, be able to call anybody, talk to anybody at any time, and also be able to distribute some of those duties as well. I can't do it by myself. We have multiple coaches on staff that will get assigned a specific player as a senior that we'll work with individually to make sure everything's there.
Yeah, like
lower grades, usually as a whole, we'll make sure everything's going along correctly. But once they get to a senior, we individually work with each student to make sure their grades are correct and where they need to be. But you've got to be willing to put in the time, answer DMs on Twitter at 3 in the morning from colleges, be willing to bring a kid up the very next day at a drop of a hat to make sure a school wants to look at him. It's being flexible, being a people person, just wanting to put in the hours for the kids, because that's what it's about. It's about giving the student athletes an opportunity to live out that dream they had from flag football.
Right.
So,
Coach, I appreciate you taking time out of your day and the busy schedule we have here for you at our national conference. Great ideas here. And how can our listeners get in contact with you, maybe to pick your brain a little bit more about how to set this up?
Definitely. You can follow the recruiting page that we have at JDFB Recruits. That's our recruiting page. We'll post all of our recruiting profiles are up there, so if schools or coaches want to see them, we have those also, and you can DM me. And also, my personal Twitter page is Coach B Lawson. You can find me there, and my email's on there, our head coach's email. You can DM me anytime you want to, and we're willing to give anything we got to help out other schools around the country, because like I said, it's trying to make these kids' dreams come true is what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thanks for sharing these ideas with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.